This week, Pima County joined 9 states, the District of Columbia, and 24 municipalities around the country in banning paid sexual orientation conversion therapy of minors.
Conversion therapy is the attempt to use psychological techniques to change someone from being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, and it's been widely discredited by medical organizations like the American Medical Association and the American Psychological Association as ineffective and often harmful. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Lauren, what exactly does the vote mean in Pima County?
So the resolution is specific in banning therapy for minors for a fee, and it means that anyone who is found to be using conversion therapy in the county can be fined $2,500 for each offense. But like you mentioned, Pima County is far from the only jurisdiction to be doing this right now. And for more on that, I spoke with Shannon Minter. She's the legal director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Sorry, he is a legal director, and he says bans like these are spreading across the country right now.
I think we're seeing just an awakening of legislatures across the country to this problem. We've already got 9 states plus D.C. that have passed statewide laws. Senator Ted Lieu has introduced a federal bill that would enact a nationwide ban. And we're seeing a lot of towns and cities enact local ordinances. I believe now there are more than 25 of those have been enacted across the country, and those are really taking off.
What I wonder is, how is this enforced? How can a county, for example, like here in Arizona, or a state regulate it?
You know, different ways. The state laws operate through licensing boards, which discipline state licensed therapists for any kind of unethical or unlawful behavior. So people can file complaints and they'll be investigated and dealt with by those state agencies. The local ordinances differ pretty considerably. Some of them impose a fine on anyone who is discovered to be engaging in conversion therapy. And some, which I believe is like the one in Pima County, allow people to bring consumer fraud lawsuits. So that if somebody's charging you money for this unethical practice, you can bring a lawsuit and hold them financially responsible for the fraud, the way they've defrauded you.
So the ordinance that passed here in Arizona only bans conversion therapy for minors in exchange for a fee. So I wonder, is that sort of a way that you've seen legislation like this written? Does it still allow for conversion therapy that is unpaid to happen?
I mean, what we see towns and localities doing is trying to figure out what can they do given their legal scope of authority. And that is a common route. Your question is a good one, though. Does that mean that all of the types of engaging in this practice that are not directly regulated, does that mean you're just free to then go and do it and there won't be any legal liability? No, it does not. Mm-hmm. Like Arizona, for example, already has a statewide law that prohibits consumer fraud. I run a legal organization, and we would gladly represent anyone who's paid money to anyone in Arizona in exchange for conversion therapy. You know, we would certainly file a lawsuit in confidence that that violates the state consumer fraud law. But the point of passing these laws that are very specific is to make sure that everyone knows that, because otherwise people are not necessarily going to know that they're protected. And these therapists and charlatans that are doing this may be deterred. That's the hope.
How does Arizona stack up to other states when it comes to how widespread conversion therapy is here and how many complaints you might get about it?
You know, we see the southwestern states are unfortunately the worst. I think that is in part because there are a lot of people in those states who are from conservative religious communities, and there's still many people who are raised to believe that being gay or transgender is a mental illness, that it's deviant, that it's sinful, that it's a choice. And so, unfortunately, that creates a lot of vulnerability for people. I will say, though, that we're seeing a lot of change in those communities, and more, even very conservative faith leaders are recognizing that no matter what their religious doctrines and values may be, mm-hmm. that conversion therapy is never a good idea. Just to give you an example, the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, recently took a very strong stand against conversion therapy. Now, the church still teaches that it's wrong to be gay, but they do not condone conversion therapy, and they recognize that it has caused a lot of harm. So I think we're in the middle of a very significant kind of cultural transformation where even very conservative communities are starting to realize that however they ultimately decide to deal with the LGBT people, and especially young people in their families and communities, there's a growing recognition that conversion therapy is not the way forward because it's so harmful. And people are beginning to recognize that.
Okay. Shannon Minter is the legal director for the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Shannon, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Thank you so much.